the viewers of Madani Channel, it is an amazing blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us with countless number of things. But the point remains, are we thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we do sajda? Do we prostrate in front of Him and give our thanks? Let's listen to a hadith that will tell you the value of saying thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, when Allah Almighty bestows a blessing upon a servant in the form of family, wealth, or children, and that servant says, expressing gratitude, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, meaning, whatever Allah wills, the ability to do good is only from Him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, He will not witness any calamity in it other than death. Now, in order to understand this more clearly, let's understand the explanation. Remember that the essence of gratitude is for a person to reflect on the blessings and express it. The reality of gratitude is to acknowledge the blessings of the bestower with reverence and to accustom the soul to it. There's a subtle point here if you listen closely. When a servant reflects upon Allah Almighty's blessings and His various favors, he becomes engaged in gratitude. What happens then? It results in an increase in blessings. And the servant's love for Allah Almighty grows in his heart. Subhanallah. Now this station is exalted. It has a very high status. But what's higher than that? Let's listen. And even higher is the station where the love of the bestower becomes so dominant that the heart retains no inclination, meaning it pays no attention to the blessings themselves. And this is the station of the Siddiqeen, subhanallah. If one aspires to become part of the Siddiqeen, this is the way. To be happy in every state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put them in. May Allah Almighty, by His grace, grant us the ability to be grateful. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.